This afternoon, the House Rules Committee will take up a Senate-passed GMO labeling bill, and many hope it will move quickly. Last week, the Senate passed the bill in a 63-30 vote. The bill would establish a national mandatory GMO labeling standard and provide for methods of disclosure besides plain text. In particular, it allows for quick response codes to be placed on food labels that would take the user to a website for more detailed information. The bill came after months of Senate talks between Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow. Before Senate votes last week, Roberts and Stabenow, who both authored the bill, took to the floor to defend it. Roberts said the bill would give information while protecting biotechnology.
Text on package, a symbol, or an electronic link to a website. The legislation is clear that the link cannot include any text on the package that could be used to denigrate biotechnology. It will simply say, scan here for more food information. We also allow for websites or telephone numbers to satisfy the requirements for small food manufacturers, and we completely exempt very small food manufacturers and restaurants from having to comply.
Stabenow said it would give consumers access to more information than they can presently get.
Right now, I have friends that have to go to a book in the back of the store to figure out what is going on in terms of food ingredients. Having something that is accessible to all of us who are using these phones would make sense.
House Ag Committee leaders have offered their support for the bill, albeit a little reluctantly. Committee Ranking Member Colin Peterson of Minnesota said he prefers the bill that passed the House about a year ago, and Committee Chair Mike Conaway of Texas announced his support at the end of last week. He said he was concerned that the bill was, quote, riddled with ambiguity and could give the Agriculture Secretary too much discretion. However, he said he received assurance from USDA officials, enough so that he says he can now support the bill. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.